Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's got everyone saying the darndest things. I'm one of your co-hosts, Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two other cool co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hoopla.
And Gata.
Hello, hello, Gabriel, July.
Hi.
Two of my closest friends and nicest people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
What, we're guessing something?
No, I just want you to say what.
What?
What?
We got a special guest. And on top of that, we got another special guest. We got double guests.
Double guests?
Double guests?
Yes. Yes. And they're quite the duo. Okay, you guys, they're the bad boys of podcasting. You know them from Podcasts Are Wonderful. It's Greggy and his son, Alex. Hello.
Hello, people.
Hi, yay. Alex.
Hi.
Hello. It's definitely Gordon White.
What? Oh, the dress? You're referring to the song.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Golden White. Oh,
I like
yeah,
the song.
Thank you. That's really nice of you. Yeah.
Thank you.
We take all the credit.
Yeah, well, we made it ourselves. Just kidding. It's from our friend Andrew Clotworthy. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Alex, how old are you?
About to be 13.
About to be 13. Mm, wow.
Becoming a
wow.
man.
Becoming a man.
Becoming a man. Becoming a man.
What does it feel like to be becoming a man?
It's more like a tween.
Becoming a tween.
Becoming a tween. The classic tale.
No, you're going to stop being a tween. You're going to be a teen now.
Yeah, you're a tween now. You're becoming.
I don't get this evolution stage.
Tween.
Okay.
Well, see, babies, they're sort of like crawling on the ground. And then toddlers are kind of hunched over. And then.
No, you're thinking of the evolution of apes.
Oh, okay. I get it confused with how just humans grow up sometimes.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. Alex, would you say that you're a trendy man? I'm sorry, trendy tween.
Tween.
not really.
No. But no. You go to school, so you know what the kids are talking about, right?
Sort of.
Alex, come on. I told him you know everything about trends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a typical day of school is all you students are walking around and pointing at each other's shoes and saying, what are those, right?
Well, they were a few months ago.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you damn Danieling each other still?
What?
Are you damn Danieling
each other?
No. What's new now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Really?
You guys won't stop talking about that kid with all the free chicken McNuggets.
Oh, chicken McNuggets kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
I haven't heard of that, actually.
Oh, no.
He got verified on Twitter. That's real.
This was a kid, right, who asked McDonald's how many retweets.
Wendy's.
Okay, take two. This is a kid that asked Wendy's how many retweets it would take to get to the Tootsie. I mean,
get a year's worth of chicken nuggets.
To get a year's worth of free chicken nuggets.
This is the kid with the owl.
So this kid, he tweeted at Wendy's and said how many retweets for a year's worth of chicken nuggets, and then he ended up going on Ellen and stuff because...
Really?
Yeah, because it blew up. People were talking about it. I mean, it was probably a viral stunt by Wendy's, most likely. But also, like, they said some crazy high number. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they said 18 million.
18 million, which,
retweets?
Like... Yeah, 18 million
yeah.
retweets
oh,
for
I remember
a,
this.
A year's okay. worth of chicken nuggets. It's not worth it. Like, come on. You like
now,
at least give him an attainable
anything
goal.
Is worth chicken nuggets.
Hey, I'm with you, buddy. I love him too.
To play devil's advocate, I think he deserved to be on Ellen. He was a very good dancer.
That's the only requirement to be on that show. But also, apparently, sending a joke tweet to a brand means that you're verified on Twitter as a Chicken Nugget Boy.
I'm looking at a photo of him, and he has a shirt on that says hashtag nugs for Carter. His name is Carter Wilkerson.
That was his hashtag. People really ran with it. But anyway, apparently no one's talking about that in middle school.
Yeah, everyone's talking about their shoes.
Not really.
So Alex, if you were to like try and devise your own kind of like viral stunt so that you could really get some attention and maybe get on Ellen yourself, do you have any ideas for that? Maybe we could start that on this show.
Well, I want to try to be on Ellen just because I wouldn't really want to be.
Oh,
it's not my
shit.
Thing.
Oh, wow.
Which one? Yeah.
Shading Ellen. She is one of our sponsors, just by the way.
It's not that I don't like her show. I haven't really watched it. It's just I don't like that type of show.
Oh. The kind where they dance?
Are you not confident in your dancing ability?
Definitely not.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you not been approached at school to, I don't know, throw down and dance? Have a dance off?
You've never served anyone?
Wow. Yeah. No. School's sure changed since I went. I was serving people back and forth and right and left and
getting served. Hopefully not too often.
You know, that Omarion movie was based on my life.
What?
That's right.
All right. Well, I got to watch it now, if that's true.
It's true.
The what movie? Omarion.
Mario. The Mario movie.
The Mario movie. You got served.
Alex, you're definitely the youngest guest we've had on so far, and we would love to hear about like some trends that we just would never hear about as like, you know,
old people,
grown-ups.
Yeah, so if you think of anything, feel free to jump in.
Yeah, like if you just think of one, it doesn't matter what part of the show we're in, just inject it into it.
True.
So there's this kid in my sixth hour. Uh-huh. Who sells fidget spinners.
Oh my god, we are going to talk about fidget spinners. I just told Gabe about this.
He pulls out a binder and pulls out 20 of them.
Ooh.
Still in their boxes to sell them.
Wow,
I don't know if he's making a profit or not, but...
Oh, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real shady kid.
Yeah.
Does he wear a trench coat and a hat?
I mean...
Does he carry a briefcase?
His binder actually looks like one.
Oh, like cool. Suitcase.
Like a trench coat? Oh, like a suitcase.
Well, we'll get more into fidget spinners later because I got some questions about that. But should we start our first segment?
Yeah, we've got we're getting ready for our first segment. This is called Ask a Gotta.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Hello. It is now Ask a Gotta, which is my segment where the listeners talk to me and tell me what's going on with their lives and what they need help with, whether it be with love, with money, with food. What other stuff is there in life, Gabe?
Those are the three.
Those are the big three.
Those are the big three.
Yeah. So we get all kinds of questions from people. And actually, we haven't introduced her yet, but our friend.
We ought to do that. You were telling us before the show, Alex, that you're into a game called Titanfall, right?
Yeah.
So we've got our own kind of Titan on this show, in a way. She's our producer. And she's the robotic version of Laura Hall, who's the pianist on a show called Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That you almost certainly don't know.
And her name
is... Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Oh.
Her name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hi there, Robo Laura Hall. It's me, Greggy. We met before.
She probably remembers you. She has a pretty good memory.
Hi, Greggy. How are you, boo?
Robo Laura Hall.
I'm doing good, but my son is here, so let's cut it with the boo stuff. He hasn't heard that episode.
Sorry. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yes, I was going to say hello to Alex because he's, we love Greggy, but He's old news. We got fresh meat. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, she reads our questions and plays the piano, of course. So what question do you have for me today, Robo Lorhal?
This question is from a loving fan. Dear Agata, my dog's poop is very loose. It's still got enough structure that I can pick it up, but it's not very sturdy poop. How can I make it so? The pop is stronger.
What? What was the last part?
The poop is stronger, but she said pop.
Okay.
The poop is stronger.
This is an interesting question. This is a question about dog poop.
I think the question is about dog diet, right? Because she's asking, what do I do to fix this? And I don't think there's anything you can do other than start feeding your dog some rocks, right? So it can like...
or fibers.
It can just solidify into like, you know...
Did you say fibers?
Yeah.
That's another great suggestion.
Yeah. What do you think, Gabe?
No, Alex, please, go ahead.
I said just making them eat burlap sacks.
Burlap sacks?
Burlap sacks, yeah, that's good. Yeah. I think that would definitely toughen up the duty. Do you, Greggy, do you have any dogs, Greggy and Alex?
No, I'm actually very allergic to dogs, so I don't know how good my suggestions will be. But I did have one thought, like, right off the bat. Like, if you take those poops and you put them in the oven for, like, 10 minutes or so, they will get much harder. So,
right.
If that's what you're looking for.
That's a great
idea. So, your poops.
Okay, well,
garden accessories.
I have a great suggestion. Just leave the poop where it is. Let it sit out for weeks. Especially if it's the summer, let it just like cake in the sun, and then actually let it stay out there for longer, for like hundreds and hundreds of years, until it becomes petrified poop. And then it's nice. Going to be harder than any poop you could even imagine.
True.
Yeah, like, and also, why would you pick up the poop in the first place?
Well,
runny it is.
If you're out, like, walking your dog or something like that, you can't just leave it for somebody else to walk the step in.
But how can you even pick it up? It's just, Alex has a good point. It just, like, slipped through your fingers.
It's like,
it's such a gross visual.
I know I say this way too much, you guys, but has anybody considered doggy diaper?
I was just thinking about that. Doggy diaper is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I think that's as good an idea as any, right?
Yeah, you got so many good ideas. So come back and tell us which one worked.
I'd also say if you want to get your poop stronger, get in the gym. Poop, get in the gym.
And wise words from July Diaz, get in the gym.
Well, I do have a dog. His name is Louie. We feed him grain-free dog food because that's what everyone says is the thing to do, and his poops seem very healthy. So maybe if your dog food is like big on grain, you might want to think about going with the grain-free stuff.
Terrible advice.
You know, and that's good that you brought that up, because I was actually going to mention to you, Gabe, I've been seeing a lot of Louie's poops lately, and they're pretty swole.
Yeah.
Those are swole poops.
I mean, he's right there. You could tell him.
Hey, Louie, good job.
He's taking a nap like he always is. Classic pup. All right. Well, that was my segment.
Yeah, if you have a question for Agata, we would love it if you would send it in to us. You can do it at our website, twb.cool/ask, or our hotline, 432-AGATA-HIGH.
Funny pages. Funny pages.
Yeah.
Funny pages. Funny pages.
Not bad.
July's
funny pages.
Giant Donkey Kong.
Wow. I want to say.
Now, what did you think of that song, Alex?
Loved it.
Sure. Yeah.
July, I want to say that was like a sky level, Sonic the Hedgehog sky level.
Green Hill Zone.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Gabe, you're being a noob right now.
Gabe, damn it.
Quit being a noob.
I'm sorry.
So this is July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip. Alex, what is your relationship to the Funny Pages, the comic strips? Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen a newspaper in this digital age?
Yes.
Do you know any of the newspaper comics?
I know there's Dilbert.
Classic.
Only from the show.
Yeah, and from the
Peanuts.
I've got them plastered all over the house also.
Oh, Dilbert's?
Yeah.
Greg, do you relate to it?
I don't really like the comic or the art, but I just really like the author a lot.
Oh, you really? Scott Adams?
His
yeah.
blog is so insightful. Mm-hmm.
Scott, his dad?
Yeah, his dad. Dilbert's dad. He lives in a Dilbert-shaped house.
Are the guys and gals at the office, Greggy, like the people on Dilbert? Do you relate? Or I don't even know. Do you work at the tire store or at the office, the Dilbert office?
Well, I work at the office at the tire store. I mostly I sign off on all the receipts for all these tires. Like if somebody sold three tires, you know, I notice that, and I get down to the sales floor, and I'm like, "What's going on here?"
You mean if there's not a full set?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like that's a lost opportunity. You could have sold four tires there. Almost every car has four wheels on it. I don't know. That's
almost.
I don't know. I don't want to get too technical. I don't want to get into work stuff, but that is something that to know at the tire store.
I have a question, and I don't mean to make you work on your time off or anything, but listen, I gotta. Very small car. It's tiny. It's like a, right guys? It's like a toy car.
It's like a Nintendo Switch controller. Yeah, that's how tiny it
looks
is.
Like a Nintendo Switch controller. Anyway, I have very small tires as well. And I want to know, since you're a tire expert, Greggy, where do I get new tiny tires?
I'll let Alex take this. He's been apprenticeshipping with me a little bit. So.
Yeah, like smaller than any normal car should have.
So... there's these Lego sets you can get all one size, so you can just get those tires from them.
You can get it from a Lego set?
Yeah.
Well, that's
those might be a little too small, though. Yeah. I don't know.
Too small.
Well, I think the Lego tires, there are multiple sizes of Lego wheels, I think. They've got the little ones that are just on the onesie block, and then they got the bigger ones.
And then you get to, like, Mega Bloks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is, like, the big brother of Lego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Always giving Lego advice when it needs it.
Okay, well, that seems like pretty good advice. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a comic?
Yeah, what is this, Agata?
Sorry.
Ask Agata?
Sorry about that. We got off on a...
No, it's okay. This question can be answered by either Greggy or Alex. Do you have a favorite comic besides Dilbert that you would like me to read?
Comic as in
like a comic strip from the newspaper.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Well, so you get to choose between Garfield, Pearls Before Swine, or Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Allergy warning.
Uh-oh.
Peanuts is the one with the dog, right?
That's right. And guess what? The dog.
And just to be sure, we're saying peanuts, right?
Yes.
With a T?
Yes, we
are. Oh, sorry. Penis.
Thank you.
By Schultz.
Is that his dad?
Yeah, his dad. Okay, so there's four panels. First panel has Woodstock and Snoopy. They're on top of Snoopy's little red house. And Woodstock says...
classic Woodstock line.
Yeah. Okay.
So he says little lines.
He says lines, yeah.
Yeah. Second panel. Woodstock flies away from Snoopy. Snoopy still sitting on his red little house. Third panel. Snoopy's lying on his back on his red house, and he says, "I accepted his apology."
He thinks it, right? It's more thought bubble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dogs don't talk in the Peanuts universe. They think.
Yeah.
Now, we will go around in a circle and we'll guess what the great, great, great final panel will be. Gabe, if you want to start.
I mean, not much has happened so far, right? The bird comes up, speaks, but we don't see really what he's saying because all it is little vertical lines.
Yes.
And then one of the panels is just nothing, just the bird flying away. And then apparently...
Whoa, that's not nothing.
True. And then...
That's drama.
You're right. And then in the third panel, he says, I accepted his apology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think in the fourth panel, he's going to say something like... he had a party and he only invited other birds, but I thought that I should have gone too because we're just such great friends and our friendship goes back so far that the fact that I'm not a bird shouldn't be enough to exclude me from this party. That's okay. My guess.
Okay,
that's
good guess.
Your guess.
Good guess.
That all of that is in one panel?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'll give a hint. It's a very long response that he gives, so okay. You're not that too far off.
Okay. All right.
Agata?
I'm going to guess that he accepted his apology for doo-dooing all over his car.
Ooh, and loose doo-doos.
Loose doo-doos?
Oh, yes. Wait, no, the bird.
The bird.
Yeah.
Also loose doo-doos.
Yeah. Loose doo-doos.
To double loose doo-doos.
With okay. Those, like, white bits in them,
that's
too.
What I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay, good guess. Greg and Alex, do you have a guess?
Do you have one, Alex? Not yet?
Go ahead, you want me to go first?
Okay. He says, Snoopy says, it was hard to move past this. I never thought I'd be able to accept Woodstock sleeping with my wife.
Good guess.
That Alex. Wasn't long enough. The panel's so long. I think I'm wrong, damn it. Alex, your
turn. I think Woodstock might have, like, crashed his like, house. I don't know.
He crashed his house?
The Snoopy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's just sitting on the house right now. Never mind. That's a dumb.
Oh. Well, sometimes he flies his house.
Yeah.
So then maybe the bird, like, crashed into the house.
Oh, well, because he was breaking the house, what I was thinking. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Yes.
Even me?
Yes, even you.
Even
Kay.
Greggy?
Yeah, even no. Greggy.
Even Alex?
Even Alex.
I think Alex was probably closest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll agree to disagree.
What was it?
Snoopy thinks... Going back from the last panel, he said, it's a full thought, continued. So in the previous panel, he says, I accepted his apology, but from now on, when he comes around, I'm going to hide my coloring books.
Oh, so...
coloring books, okay.
What?
So Snoopy was mad that his coloring books were being used by a bird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For what? For coloring?
Yeah.
We don't... Good point, though. We don't know. We yeah. don't know.
Alex, what are the kids doing with coloring books these days? Are they still big or not so much?
Not really. I'm pretty sure they're still coloring them, at least.
Coloring books are for adults now.
Yeah, that's the trend, is that adults are supposed to color.
Right.
And kids are now writing theses.
Kids are now paying mortgages and stuff.
Yeah. It's a real switcheroo. We're, you know, how we play with Play-Doh every time we come hang out over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We write on your walls in crayon.
And kids are, you know, running for office.
Oh.
Oh boy. We said we could never get political.
Let's not get political.
Donald Trump should never have been appointed.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
get the bleep machine out, Gabe.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's so big. Why do you have a machine that takes up your whole closet just for bleeping?
It's very complicated technology getting those bleeps.
All right.
It should be simple.
How about we just go to the comment section on the comic strip? We'll read some of those. We'll forget this ever happened.
Okay.
Ooh, I hope you read the one I wrote.
Oh, are you...
I've been commenting on all the comic strips for weeks.
Oh, are you Cronkers McGee, GC Insider?
Did you sign up as a GC Insider, Greggy?
Not yet. I've been meaning to. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Okay. Is there any non-insiders that commented?
Yeah, there's a gent.
No, that's not me.
Yeah, Greggy's definitely not a gent.
Oh. Wow.
Burned.
Greggy, if you do sign up to be a GC Insider, just be sure you use the promo code TWB at checkout.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
And
I've been
also
waiting for that. That's why I haven't signed up yet.
Also, check out the Ellen Show. She does a lot of stuff on her show, a lot of dancing, a lot of laughing, a lot of little games and stuff. So check that out on Fox at 4 p.m.
All right, now, this is the part of the show where July reads the comments on the comics.
Okay, Cronkers McGee, GC Insider, as we all know, says, "Great, Snoopy. Accepting an apology is a way to mend a friendship. Having a backup plan for your coloring books is good also."
That's really good advice for Snoopy. I hope he takes it to heart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gent says, "I see he has already colored skies in an alternative panels with alternative colors. Snoopy."
Oh, yeah. There are always going to be two minds about how best to color in a coloring book. Do you stay within the lines? Do you go outside the lines? Do you color the colors that things are in real life, or do you go a little more abstract? What do you guys think?
I can't remember the last time I colored in a coloring book. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not the kind of person that colors outside of the lines, because that is pointless.
Agreed.
Yeah, why are you coloring a picture in a coloring book if you're going to be that sloppy? Like, it's meant to be easy.
Agreed.
Yes, thank you, July.
I guess Gabe
don't
agree.
What's your
philosophy, Alex? I think color inside the lines, but add, like, somewhere where there isn't lines, add something of your own.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like
right.
A signature, but a picture signature.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do like a little something so that you know that it's Banksy. Just a little top hat or something.
My sister draws a fish at the corners of her drawings.
Nice.
That's her signature.
Yeah.
All right. We don't want to get religious on our show. Finally,
what I like to do is I'm the guy that likes to go to all the different puzzle pages and fill those all out. And then when everybody else comes back to it, they're like, "Oh, damn it, somebody already did this."
Stay away from my Sudoku.
Yes,
like
stay away.
Do this, but do them wrong so they think that I did it all for them, but really I didn't, and they could have gotten a good puzzle.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A good prank.
You guys are trolling.
Yeah.
You guys are such trolls.
What a bunch of trolls.
They'll never even know what happened.
What a bunch of
He's
bad
a
boys.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, finally. Greggy, you love to do practical jokes in your house. Didn't you tell us that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what I like to do is I'll like set buckets of water up over all the doors.
Yes.
So if you open the door, but all the doors open inward in the house, so it's like you can see the bucket up there before you enter the room. It never works. I've never gotten anybody yet, but I keep trying.
Yeah, and you keep dumping it on yourself, right? You said?
Well, I can't get the bucket down from up there without dumping it on myself.
Well, you know what? Someday you're going to get it right, and we believe in you here at Trends with Benefits, because you're our friend.
That's right. July, do you have one more comment to read?
Yeah, what is this? Ask Agata?
I didn't ask anything.
Finally,
neither do you in Ask Agata.
Train 1911. Not,
okay, this is the one I wrote.
Not 9/11, 1911. Let's get that straight.
Thank you.
Train?
That's right.
Okay.
It's because that was the year the trains were invented.
Yeah, that's right. 1911, good year. Good
also
year for
great
wine.
Band.
Yeah, great band. Good year for
Drops
wine.
Drops of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you sure 1911?
Yeah, that's why I named it that. This is my comment.
Oh yeah. So why don't you, Greggy? Why don't you just read it along with July?
Sure. Yeah, says. Yeah. Let's read at the same time.
Yeah. I'm sure okay, you'll remember.
I'm sure you remember. It
starts... It might get a little out of sync because of you know, the Skype connection we've got going. Who
sure,
knows?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the count of three, we'll start. So three, two, one. Hit the beer. Also, that's right.
Hit the beard also.
I believe it said hit the beard also.
Oh, why would you hit a beard?
Hit the beer also.
Hit the beer also.
Hide the beard.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You don't even know what you wrote, did you?
So he's implying that Woodstock drinks Snoopy's beer.
Yep.
Oh, right.
Greggy, great joke.
Yeah,
I like the idea of a bird sticking its head inside of a beer bottle.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Trying to get some of that juicy
get
nectar.
That juicy nectar.
Juicy nectar.
We say goodbye. We say farewell to the comic strips we knew so well. We say farewell, Dilbert, burn in hell.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
I loved that.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Alex, any thoughts?
No, I did.
You did a great job, Billy.
Thank you.
I can double part.
Greggy, before we recorded, we were chatting in Skype, and you said, kids these days. What did you mean by that?
That's just a thing I like to say. Like, I think it was, like, better before, like, when I was a kid.
Right.
And I think kids these days are not as good as kids when I was a kid.
Right.
Because we were just of a better quality. These days they have these phones, they have these tablets. Mostly phones, though, these days. I think tablets are kind of on the wane. They've got internet, all this stuff. When I was a kid, we had nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing but the sweet, sweet moves of dance, right?
What?
Yeah, dancing was pretty much all there was back when I was a kid.
And then at a certain point, it got banned in my town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
I heard about that
secret?
Happening to people, but luckily it never happened to me. We were able to Macarena and dust till dawn.
Oh, if only I had hot, sweaty nights where I was just dreaming of doing the Macarena and the Lambada. Couldn't do it.
Alex, do you have a rebuttal to what Greggy was saying? Do you agree with him that kids these days are not as good as kids when he was a kid?
Depends on, like, which aspect. Because there are certain things that are better.
And like what? Name one thing.
The fact that you can study a lot easier with internet.
Name two things.
You can talk to people when you're sick and get all your homework.
Text somebody?
Yeah, internet, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell me to name three things?
You do your homework. You fucking nerd,
you
dude.
You do your homework when you're on a sick day? You call
like
someone and say, give me homework?
Some real noob talk.
Yeah, you do kind of sound like a noob right now, Alex. Now, I'm your father. Please apologize to the people for being a noob.
I'm sorry for being the noob.
Apology not accepted.
Wait, no, let's accept it. He's our guest.
What? Okay, why is it not accepted?
He's
sorry, I just get so mad when I hear someone's a noob. But I'll get over it.
Yeah, please keep be polite to our guest.
Okay. All right. Noobs!
Gabe, keep it together. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Do you guys want to get into some trends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fidget spinners rule the world.
Fidget spinners rule the world.
Who rules the world? Fidget spinners.
Good parody. So, we were talking about this earlier. Alex, do you have a fidget spinner?
Yeah.
Did you buy one from that kid?
No.
What do you think about them? Do you think they're cool?
Well, I think they actually really are, because I usually have this baseball, and I drop it a lot, and it makes a lot of noise mm-hmm. and stuff. I can't bring it to school and such, and the fidget spinners actually help, kind of.
Like you play with it and...
Instead of making a bunch of sound and throwing it.
It just goes...
Yeah. Although I think it's dumb how some people, you take compressed air and make it go like very fast and then put it against someone's skin.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Oh.
It basically like becomes a bullet and rips your skin.
Becomes a bullet? That's crazy.
Because of how fast it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not as fast.
Yeah, but. Yeah. I get it. That is wild.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, sounds pretty cool to me. Maybe I'll try this.
All right, July. Classic bad boy of the show. He's got to do all the bad boy stuff.
You know what? I'll just do it right now.
Oh, no. Oh,
oh no. Oh,
there it is. His fidget spinner. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Ow, a bullet.
Sorry.
Oh, that was just your fidget spinner. Sorry.
July brought both his fidget spinner and his compressed air to the show.
I guess it's not cool.
When I was a kid, we didn't have fidget spinners. What we had was slap bracelets. Do you guys still have slap bracelets?
They were a lot more popular in elementary school because we had this like basically a gift shop. You could come before lunch or after you eat your food. You could go and buy something. And there was like always no slap bracelets because everyone bought them.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And when I was a kid, we had yo-yos, which everyone started being so annoying with them that they had to ban them from the school completely. But the school's the one who like pushed it on us. They had an assembly and to sell us these yo-yos, you know, like now looking back, it's like, why do they have these assemblies to like push toys onto children? But I don't know.
The only assemblies at my school were dance assemblies, and the only stuff in the gift shop at my school were a bunch of tap dancing shoes, and they were always sold out.
They didn't have any like paper or pens or anything?
No, just shoes for dancing.
All right.
Are fidget spinners banned at your school yet, Alex?
Yes, they are.
Oh.
Okay. Mostly because people will throw them in the air and try to catch them in a clatter and make a lot of noise.
Or what they'll do is they'll spin it and then they'll put it on their nose and they'll say, if I can hold this on my nose for 10 seconds, that means you have to smash that like button, baby. And then they call the boss, baby, and he really picks up.
Oh, he really picks up.
Cookies are for closers.
Another thing, look, I'm just going to ignore what you said, because that was just true. Another thing people will do is smash them against, like, tables.
Oh.
To try to break them?
Well.
The tables?
I don't know what they're trying to do.
Hmm.
But they, like, it's just silent and just, like, taking, like, just an exam. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I can't make sounds.
Oh.
It's like thumping like a helicopter and it's just...
Yeah.
Noisy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad at explaining things.
Greggy, is your home a fidget spinner free zone or no?
No, Alex does have one. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll buy something like a little toy or something like that for Alex. That's his podcast prize to get him to be willing to do podcasts with me when we've done too many in a row.
Okay. Or when I'm like sick.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, I make him do it when he's sick a lot. he actually gets sick from doing podcasts a lot.
When you're sick from the podcast, do you have to text another kid to send you the podcast homework? I guess not.
Definitely.
Okay, great.
I have to get all the podcast homework I can get.
You love it?
Yeah.
You want to get a good podcast grade?
Yep, of course.
Stray Emu plays a game of cat and mouse with police on New Mexico Highway.
That's an interesting story. Emus, I thought, were are Australian birds, right?
I don't know the origin of an emu.
Greggy, Alex, you guys got any...
What I know Eve from is from Cloudy the Chance of Meatballs number 2.
Oh, yeah.
There's the strawberry that just goes emu the entire time.
And that's the only thing you know about emu?
Yes.
I believe emus are Australian. That's what I think as well.
Yeah.
That's my vote.
Thanks for getting my back on this one, Greggy.
Yeah.
I can't support it because I don't know.
Okay. So, but one thing we know is that it's a land bird.
Yeah, it's a land bird.
A big old bird.
It's a big old land bird.
Mm-hmm.
And they hate the cops.
Mm-hmm. But they hate the cops.
They love Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. Mm-hmm. It's their favorite in the series.
Mm-hmm. What can you give us more information about this chase?
Yeah, there's a video. You want me to play it?
Sure.
So crazy.
Okay, so we're inside the car of a spectator who's videotaping. Police are chasing an emu on the highway.
Oh, this car's in the way. I can't see.
Oh, my God.
Dang, that's scary.
Oh, my God. It's really just running down the highway, and the officer is running after it. It's really funny.
Go get him.
What?
Go get him. He's scared of it.
What are they going to do to
that
it?
That lady's not scared.
Oh!
Poor thing.
It fell over.
Aww.
They're trying to leash the emu, and they're missing.
Can't leash an emu, I always say.
Yeah, they didn't catch it, it looks like. At least not in that video.
Mm-mm.
So did you guys catch that, Greggy and Alex?
Yeah, it sounded great. Like, this lady was having a great time with this emu. She loved it.
I had such a good time.
She was inside. She was inside a car watching inside a stopped car watching this emu running across the highway, and it was honestly funny. And then it fell over, and I felt kind of bad for it.
It was tall as a man.
It looked like it hurt itself, like it tripped.
Emu shouldn't be on the street though. Shouldn't be on a highway.
No.
That's
should
true.
Be between
unless it's driving a car.
That's right. And I like to say, thank you for bringing this up, Greggy, but I like to say, everyone, including emus, land birds, any kind of bird, get behind a car. It's more safe that way if you're going to be on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And put your gosh darn seatbelt on.
Oh my gosh.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now July gets to be political after Alex got in trouble for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is like a Ron Paul thing, right?
Boom,
the seatbelt.
Boom, 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 boom.
The Ralph Nader thing, I think.
Ralph Nader.
Although
yeah.
I kind of agree. Put your seatbelt on.
Oh,
seatbelt
okay. On. Never mind.
How's that political?
I retract. I apologize. Oh.
Okay. Okay, Alex. It's getting a little hot button coming from you as well.
What? I don't understand.
I mean, this just generally isn't a political show.
How is putting your
okay, tell us a new rule about the seatbelt.
All right,
go ahead.
Come on, Bill Maher. What do you say?
I hope you have that bleep machine ready. Okay, go ahead, Al.
Put your seatbelt on so, like, if you get in a crash, you have to stop your brakes, you don't go flying forward because inertia is a thing.
Oh, wow. Snap!
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are we going to have to cut that out? It was honestly, it was vulgar. Or maybe we'll just put some bleeps in it, right, Gabe?
No, I'll just add some bleeps in.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Did they catch the emu?
No.
It's still on
it's
the
still
loose.
It's still on the loose.
Should we go try to find it?
You want to do that? Road trip?
Yeah, we're not too far away from New Mexico.
Do you want to meet us there?
Yeah, Greggy and Alex.
You say Australian.
Well, the bird is from Australia, probably.
Oh,
well,
okay.
That race of birds, that bird probably was born in Arizona. Or New Mexico,
New Mexico, yeah.
I'm having a hard time following this story because all this politics we keep getting to.
Oh my God, how is this?
It's getting I'm getting so flushed. Actually, just
well, you couldn't actually tell from the video, but the bird did have a slight Australian accent.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't caught on the audio of the video.
Yeah, what did it sound like, Julia?
Oh, it said something along the lines of, "That's not a knife. This is a knife."
Oh, it had a knife as well?
Yeah, it had a knife. It was a dangerous bird, yeah.
We forgot about the knife.
Danger bird.
I get that reference for once.
What is that from, Alex?
It's from a YouTuber.
Yeah, the original YouTuber. Some
Crocodile Dundee, the original YouTuber.
Originally?
Yeah, he got it from the Emu.
Yeah, the Emu originated it.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail.
Hail.
Sit right down in the bale, my friend.
Yeah.
Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a
gruesome end.
It's the hoedown, where you bro down with
death. Get it? You got that?
Yeah, did that explain what we're doing?
No.
This is the part of the show right before it ends where we do a traditional whose line is it anyway style hoedown about one of the things we talked, one of the trends we just talked about. Alex, are you familiar with hoedowns?
Not exactly.
You'll
sure.
see.
So it's like a song where
singing.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, you've got to like try to come up with rhymes and stuff. Although it's not necessary.
Yeah,
We can just do whatever we had to.
You don't have to rhyme.
And this is actually the part of the show where you can get political.
Yeah,
true. Good.
So if you want to talk about seatbelts,
whatever you want. The space is yours. Yeah, emails.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton or damn emus, am I right?
Ooh.
Okay.
The Russians hacked your emus.
Wow.
What about all those missing emus? Where are they, huh? I wish we'd thought of all these jokes when we were doing that emu segment.
It's okay. We can edit it in there.
Okay. I'll do it. Okay, so Agata doesn't participate usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same?
Mm-hmm.
Unless she gets a little encouragement from our guests.
No,
do you guys want her to?
Come on, Agata. You should do it. Come on, Agata.
Guys, come on.
Agata, I actually think you shouldn't do it, and I don't want you to.
If I have to do it, then you have to do it, Agata.
I'm not doing it.
I'll be really pissed off if you do it, Agata.
Quiet, Grumpy. Your manager.
All right. I have to defer to whatever Alex says, though.
Okay.
He is the boss.
Agata won't do it, as usual. Boss, do you have a suggestion for a trend that we can hoe down about?
Fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners.
Great.
Okay.
Y'all ready to hoe down?
No. I am. Greggy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the schoolyard, chilling with my friends. I hope recess never ever ends. But I'm a sinner, cause I got my thing. It's a fidget little spinner, and I bring. That's great.
Fantastic.
Spinning around in the classroom. Give me some time, give me some room. I got to dance my little achy breaky heart out. You gotta know that I'm gonna scream and shout.
Kids these days are little stupid fuckers. They piss me off and they eat a lot of Smuckers. And I also think I get fidget cubes. You say something now.
Fucking noobs. Oh, I have a student who is in my class.
Ooh, look at him. He's a dummy.
I am pissed at this kid in my class. You selling fidget spinners.
I had something in the wash.
That was really good.
It was so good.
I think
good.
We really nailed the subject and gave it the respect and attention it deserved,
mm-hmm.
and the hoedown it deserved.
That's right.
I hope you had that bleep machine ready because I kept swearing. I apologize.
Oh, I did it too, Greggy. I was right there in the muck with you, in the filth.
It's just when I get around to Alex, he brings this out of me.
What I do?
I'm usually so clean.
Oh yeah, sure.
It's funny because I've been the cleanest I've ever been on this show.
Yeah, I thought this was gonna be the first ep that we could put the little clean tag on, yeah. But I guess not.
Oh no.
We have
no.
to put the mud sign on it now.
So yeah. Many bleeps gonna be in this ep.
We talked about poop a lot.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you, friends, for joining us for this episode. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh yeah, thank you so much for having us. It was really thank good.
You. Sorry for my during the singing.
No, it was great.
No.
Thank you for participating. do you lovely gents have anything you want to plug at this time?
Sure. You can listen to our podcast, Podcasts Are Wonderful, where we rate and review podcasts, kind of. That's a very small part of the podcast. Mostly Alex pretends to be like celebrities and stuff.
Oh. We get real. I bring in real celebrities in.
Yeah, we bring in real top-notch celebrities. I interview them. And then if we remember to, we talk about the podcast at the end. The most recent episode was really fun. We did a murder mystery with my friend Clifford Harpole. And like I said, we just completely forgot to talk about the podcast.
Oh, man. It sounds like fun. And Greggy, I got to say, I know you get some real big celebrities on the show, but it's kind of messed up that we've had you on the show twice now. And you haven't had any of us on the show, as far as I can tell.
Oh, this is tough. Yeah, this is. well, that is an oversight on my part. I'll try my best to pencil you guys in.
Yeah, you had Rami Malek on the show.
Yeah, and you had Edward Snowden on too, right?
And didn't you have the guy from Jurassic Park at some point?
Yes, I've had all of the celebrities. Okay. I have no idea what that has to do with you guys. But.
Well, I mean, we're just saying, like, if you can have them on, you can have us on, because we're closer friends than you and Rami Malek.
Sorry about that. I manage all of the characters, celebrities.
The appearances.
You yes, do all the bookings?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So what gives?
Yeah.
Now you have to explain yourself.
I have a list of people that Greggy would be willing to write questions on, and I pick from those people. Okay. So I haven't gotten a list in a while yet. So
it's Greggy's fault.
Oh, so it is my fault.
Yes, it is your fault.
Get us on that list.
Yeah, I mean, just pencil us in. It's easy.
Agata, do you have anything you want to plug?
I want to plug a good hearty bowl of soup.
Oh yeah,
love to eat it.
Is there an offer code on that?
Yes, there is. It's Agata Soup Wow.
But you have to get alphabet soup and spell it out in alphabet noodles.
Yeah.
Okay, July, do you have anything you want to plug?
No, but I'll give my plug to Roller Hall.
Oh, great.
I want to plug Better Call Saul. I love that Mike character.
Oh, okay. You want to plug Better Call Saul because you like the character of Mike.
She likes that Mike character.
That's interesting. Why?
She was talking to me. She was telling me that she thinks that Mike character should get his own spinoff show. Better Call Mike.
Better Call Mike.
Oh,
all right.
Man. That's like a spinoff Inception if I ever heard one, right? Mm-hmm.
That's like a real fidget spinner of a TV series.
In what way
did that make sense?
Like the middle,
it spins off
the middle of it is Breaking Bad. Wow. And then the sides of it are Better Call Saul and Better
Dangerous.
Call Mike
and Dangerous like Mike.
Yes, and Magic like Mike.
I'd like to plug Masters of None season 2. Haven't seen it yet, but really like the first season, and I hear this one's really good too, so watch it with me, won't you?
How can you plug it if you haven't seen it yet?
I bet it'll be great.
What if it's bad?
No.
We're going to get so many hate letters.
No. What if it's like overly political?
Mm-hmm.
I won't like it. They better not wear seatbelts in that thing. I'd also like to plug this show that you're listening to now. It's called Trends with Benefits. It could be found every week. I don't know why I'm saying that. That's not it can true. Be found occasionally on the web at twb.cool. Thanks again to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for doing our theme music. Thanks again to Greggy and Alex for being our guests. Thanks again to everyone who's listening for being so nice. We love you so much. And bye.
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 Bye.